Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. I'm always so happy to chat with our next guest and just hear what's going on with her wonderful organization. And we want to welcome to KDWA Jan Beltmore. She is here to remind us about all the good things going on at Kids and Kinship, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about Kids and Kinship. She is the executive director, and can I tell you, Jan, it's just always so nice to talk to you because what you do is so important. How have you been?
Doing well. Glad that it's summertime and that we can do things outdoors and that our kids and mentors can be getting together outdoors. So
well,
enjoying summer.
Yes, exactly. To give people a little bit more of a background about what your organization is all about and what you do, can you tell people about it, please?
Yes. Well, Kids in Kinship is a youth mentoring program. We work in Dakota County area. And what we do is we have youth that are referred to us that for some reasons they are in need of an additional supportive adult role model. So we match them up with volunteer mentors from the community, and those mentors can be individuals, couples, or families, and they get paired with a child, and then they do weekly activities with them out in the community or in our school-based model weekly by going into a classroom with them. Our goal is that it will become a long-term friendship. We're well on track for doing that. Our average length of mentoring relationships is about 3 years. And some of our stories, you know, they've been together for decades. But we really, you know, want this to be a significant relationship in the child's life. And a mentor really is there to provide guidance and encouragement and help the kid explore some new things, find some new opportunities and some new activities and build some skills.
You know, over the years that you and I have known each other, you've shared some of the wonderful people that either volunteer for the program or have been kids growing up looking for a mentor, and just the friendships and the maturity of these kids, the way they talk about how important that mentorship program has been to them, it really takes your breath away. And I think that you can be really proud of that because it's service in action.
Yeah, well, that's our goal, that it does have that lifelong impact on them. We just the last couple of weeks had a gentleman come forward to volunteer who had a mentor when he was a youth. And so to me, that is so rewarding to see that they have seen the importance of it to the point that they're willing to now spend their time helping another youth.
So can you please tell us how COVID has impacted you? Because I would assume it's impacted, obviously, the ability for people to do certain things together as a partnership, but also it's impacted your company, hasn't it?
Right, right. The impact on the youth, you know, our youth already experience isolation. In fact, one of our three main outcomes is that we are reducing isolation in youth. And with COVID, all of us are experiencing that isolation, but it's extremely significant for the youth, especially when they, you know, haven't been able to get some of the supports and the mental health assistance and so on when they were, you know, in a school building. So the way that it's impacted our mentors and mentees getting together, you know, during the stay-at-home order, they needed to do virtual connecting, so lots of FaceTime and Battleship on online games and things like that. We have been able to open that back up, and mentors and kids are getting together in the community, needing to wear their mask and doing activities outdoors and such. So that's, you know, that's working for now, and hopefully will continue to work when the fall and winter months come, even though that, you know, that will present some more challenges in terms of being really careful to be social distancing and so on. And not all of our mentors and mentees have decided to get back together in person yet. Some of them are sticking with that virtual connecting. And whether it's a person that, you know, needs to be extra protective of their health status, or, you know, families that maybe aren't comfortable, you know, letting their child, you know, connect back out in the community as much yet. That's been the impact on the matches. As a program, you know, we are seeing what all other nonprofits are seeing, which is hearing that funds have been diverted into, you know, really urgent, you know, food shelf needs and those sorts of things, or donors being cautious about, you know, pledging donations until they know how it's going to affect their corporation, that sort of thing. So, you know, starting to see things like either denial on grant request or lower amounts than what we requested. So that's part of the reason that we need to do fundraisers, and that's, you know, part of our approach will be to have a fall fundraiser.
Well, that sounds exciting. So usually, can I just tell you what I like to do at the end of summer, Jan?
Yeah.
I like to go to the state fair, and I'm embarrassed to tell you how much I spend on food, specifically things on a stick. So yep. If I want to have my little fix of the state fair, is there something that you might want to invite me to?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Tell me all about it, please.
Well, our theme this year is Stick with Mentoring. And that's partly related to what I talked about earlier, that goal of long-term support for youth. And, you know, we really want to build, you know, that tenacity within our program, within our mentor matches, that both mentors and kids are learning that quality of sticking with something, that it's important for long-term gain to stick with the same thing. And that's true of a lot of things. You know, when I was raising kids, it's like, oh, I don't feel like I'm good at soccer. Stick with it. You know, you have to keep doing things over and over again to get good at them or to get good results. So Stick with Mentoring is our theme, and to play that theme out, and because so many people are missing the state fair, you know, atmosphere this year, all of our food and dessert and so on is going to be on a stick. Mm. So our event is like a drive-in party at Crystal Lake Golf Course. People are going to drive in their vehicles and park in little pods along with their friends. And then the staff at Crystal Lake Golf Course are going to come around in their beverage cart, and they're going to take food and drink orders, and then deliver the food, which is going to be on a stick. So it's going to be, you know, chicken on a stick and corn on a cob on a stick, and our dessert's going to be a Dairy Queen on a stick, and, you know, so we're just really trying to fix that need that people have for their state fair food. So you should come, Mo.
I love that. So when is the event, please, and how can we get tickets?
The event is September 13th. It's a Sunday, late afternoon, early evening from 5 to 6:30. We've shortened that time frame up significantly, and part of that is, you know, due to the nature of the event, and we are taking so many precautions in terms of having an outdoor event, and this will be, people will be in their vehicles unless things would greatly, greatly improve between now and September 13th. But people will attend in their vehicles. We're going to have a radio transmitter so that it will be kind of like going to a drive-in church service. People will be able to hear our program through their car radio and not miss a beat. We're going to have a DJ there who himself is a mentor in the program, and he's going to be playing tunes, and people can purchase or designate a song for someone else for a small fee, of course, to help us raise some money. So we just have lots of fun things going on. We have some awards that we are presenting that night for a community partner, which is Beckerman Grafton Mayer, CPAs. We have a Friend of Kinship Award that's going to Superior Service, and a Heart of Kinship Award that's going to one of our mentors within the program. So we have just lots of exciting things, a lot of storytelling that's going to be happening, staying with that stick with mentoring theme. We are going to have on a stick little posters of our kids that are on our waiting list and some stories of our successful current matches. So people will receive little bits of information about some of the impact the program is having and how they can make an impact.
How many kids currently are looking for mentors?
We have 50 on the waiting list this week. We're expecting to see that jump pretty quickly with whatever form back to school takes, that as those teachers and social workers and so on start, you know, getting reengaged with the children, that we're going to, you know, and this is typical in the fall, we see those referrals go up.
So if we are interested perhaps in connecting with a child, that is something we could do that night?
Well, you can, you'll learn some, you know, some background stories on some kids and then, you know, indicate to the program that you'd be interested in stepping forward as a mentor.
So again, the event is going to be on Sunday, September 13th from 5 until 6:30 p.m. at the Crystal Lake Golf Course, and that is in Lakeville. I like how you just stay in your car and golf carts are going to deliver everything to you.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. And, you know, again, lots of safety precautions. When people arrive, they will be given a kind of like a swag bag that's going to have a Kinship logo face mask in it, a bottle of hand sanitizer, the stories, you know, but various supplies to, you know, make the event safe as well as meaningful.
And your money that's raised, what does it go for, please?
Well, those children that we talked about on that waiting list, those 50 kids, it will go towards us helping to do that, finding the mentors, screening them, training them, going out and doing home assessments with the youth, and then matching them up with a mentor and supporting those matches. So very direct, you know, right into the heart of our program, those funds will go directly towards helping youth.
And Jan, how much training is needed to become a mentor, and what does it involve, please?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of different steps. The first is attending an information session to find out kind of what mentoring is and what it's not and how our program does mentoring. Following that and following kind of our screening process, then our mentors that get accepted into the program attend a several-hour training on how to be a good friend, how to set boundaries, how to listen, you know, how to work with the family, ideas for activities, communication styles, just really packed full of really helpful information. Then once they're matched, we have an ongoing training program. We call them chat groups, and we've been doing those virtually now this year. And actually, the attendance has been even greater because of people not having to get home from work in time to make it to another location and so on. But those happen 4 times a year. And right now, we have 2 of them planned. One of them is focused on conflict resolution skills, decision-making skills. That is one of our objectives with our youth. And the other is just kind of getting to know yourself and how you perceive yourself, how you perceive others, what kind of stereotypes you maybe have, and how to work through that and get to the point where you can see people for who they are rather than who you think they might be.
So when you mentioned earlier that you're going to learn what mentoring is versus what it's not, what isn't mentoring?
Well, mentoring isn't taking on responsibility for the child. It's not being a foster parent. It's not overindulging them. It's not disciplining them. It's simply being that person that comes alongside them to support them, to listen to them, give them some ideas, or say, hey, have you thought about doing it this way instead?
Jan, when you were growing up, who were some of your mentors?
Oh, well, you know, I grew up in a rural area outside of La Crosse, and we had 4-H. So that, you know, was kind of my built-in structure, you know. So I had, you know, all the different topics or interest areas you can get involved in. You know, my leaders in 4-H, I would say, were mentors to me. An aunt that was a professional woman that really role modeled to me, you know, the value of being involved in a helping profession. Teachers, you know, so kind of the typical places that we all get impacted by people. But, you know, it's really those ones that kind of took that extra effort and reached out that remain with me as the strongest role models.
So I would assume this event is open to anyone that's listening that might really either care greatly about your program, or even if they're on the fence about, gosh, I think I would like to become a mentor, would this be a great opportunity to learn more?
Oh, it certainly would. Yeah, it will be a fun evening of learning about the program. It is, I'll mention, an adult-only event because of the fact that, you know, there'll be alcohol available on those beverage carts. So just that people are aware of that as they do their planning.
So the event is going to be on September 13th, which is a Sunday. It's going to be 5 o'clock to 6:30 p.m., the perfect dinner hour. I like it. And it's at Crystal Lake Golf Club in Lakeville. If people want to get information or learn a little bit more, how can they do that, please?
Well, we have information on our website, which is www.kidsandkinship.com. So it's the letter N, kidsandkinship.org. And there's right on our front banner information about the fall event.
And Jan, who makes a good mentor?
You know, I would say it's anybody that just really wants to make this impact on a child, that just is comfortable listening, being themselves, sharing. It doesn't need to be anybody that has an advanced degree in knowing how to, you know, do math or anything like that. It's just your average, everyday people that, you know, have a heart for kids and are willing to make that friendship happen.
Well, it's a great organization, and this sounds like a really, really fun event. Again, if you are looking for something fun, you should stick with mentoring, and it's a great event that's going to be on Sunday night, September 13th, from 5 until 6:30 p.m. The school rush will be over by then. You can just come and relax. It's going to be at Crystal Lake Golf Club in Lakeville. For tickets and more information, go to kidsandkinship.org, and we will post this information on our Facebook page as well. Jan, thank you so much for all you do. Jan Belmer, she is the executive director of the local organization Kids and Kinship, and thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Mo. I appreciate it.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.